Yes, but we can't get to Holywood. It's miles away.
Victor shrugged. Go and get the handle man, he said.
The land around Ankh Morpork is fertile and largely given over to the cabbage fields that help to give the city its distinctive odour. The grey light of pre-dawn unrolled over the blue-green expanse and around a couple of farmers who were making an early start on the spinach harvest. They looked up, not at a sound, but at a travelling point of silence where sound ought to have been. It was a man and a woman, and something like a size 5 man in a size 12 fur coat, all in a chariot that flickered as it moved. It bowled along the road towards Holywood and was soon out of sight. A minute or two later, it was followed by a wheelchair. Its axle glowed red hot. It was full of people screaming at one another. One of them was turning a handle on a box. It was so overburdened that wizards occasionally fell off and ran along after it, shouting until they had a chance to jump on again and start screaming. Whoever was attempting to steer was not succeeding, and it weaved back and forth across the road and eventually hurtled off it completely and through the side of a barn. One of the farmers nudged the other.
"Oh, I've seen this on the clicks," he said. "It's always the same. They crash into a barn, and they always comes out the other side covered in squawking chickens."
His companion leaned reflectively on his hoe.
"It'd be a sight worth seeing that," he said.
"Sure would.
'Cause all there is in there, boy, is 20 ton of cabbage."
There was a crash, and the chair erupted from the barn in a shower of chickens and headed madly towards the road. The farmers looked at one another.
"Well, dang me," said one of them.
Holywood was aglow on the horizon. The earth tremors were stronger now. The flickering chariot came out of a stand of trees and paused at the top of the incline that led down to the town. Mist wreathed Holywood. From out of it, spears of light crisscrossed the sky.
"We're too late," said Ginger, hopefully.
"Almost too late," said Victor.
"Ook," said the librarian. His fingernail raced back and forth as he read the ancient pictograms. Right to left, right to left.
"I knew there was something not right," Victor had said. "That sleeping statue, the guard, the old priest sang songs and did ceremonies to keep him awake. They remembered Holywood as best they could."
"But I don't know anything about a guard."
"Yes, you do. Like, deep down inside."
"Ook," said the librarian, tapping a page. "Ook.
He says you're probably descended from the original High Priestess. He thinks everyone in Holywood is descended from... You see, I mean, the first time the things broke through, the entire city was destroyed and the survivors fled everywhere, you see. But everyone had this way of remembering, even things that happened to their ancestors. I mean, it's like there's this great big pool of memory, and we're linked up to it, and when it all started happening again, we were all called to the place, and you tried to put it right, only it was weak, so it couldn't get through to you unless you were asleep."
He trailed off helplessly.
"Ook," said Ginger suspiciously. "You got all this from Ook?"
"Well, not just one," Victor admitted.
"I've never heard such a lot of..."
Ginger began and stopped. A hand softer than the softest leaves was pushed into hers. She looked around into a face that compared badly to a deflated football.
"Ook,"
said the librarian. Ginger locked eyes with him for a moment. Then she said,
"But I've never felt the least bit like a high priestess."
"That dream you told me about," said Victor, "it sounded pretty high priestessy to me. Very, very... Ook. Sacerdotal, yeah,"
Victor translated.
"It's just a dream," said Ginger nervously. "I've dreamed it occasionally as far back as I can remember."
"Ook, ook, ook."
"What did he say?"
said Ginger.
"He says that's probably a lot further back than you think."
Ahead of them, Holywood glittered like frost, like a city made of congealed starlight.
"Victor," said Ginger.
"Yes?"
"Where is everybody?"
Victor looked down the road. Where there should have been people, refugees desperately fleeing, was nothing. Just silence and the light.
"Where are they?" she repeated.
He looked at her expression.
"But the tunnel fell down," he said,
saying it loudly in the hope that this would make it true.
"It was all sealed off."
"It wouldn't take trolls long to clear away."